So a few weeks ago, Trump tweeted, "I won this election by a lot." It was in capital letters, of course. All uppercase, or as it's known, nutcase. You know, when you get a tweet or a text in uppercase, you know it's going to be nutty, don't you? You know they're really angry. And they're showing their anger by pressing that arrow very quickly twice to secure caps lock. That's how angry they are. One time in my life, someone has been nutty enough to be texting me in block capitals. I don't talk to this person anymore. Oh, Nathan, you're always patronising. Fake news. I won this election by a lot. And of course, Trump and his supporters double down on this, claiming many alleged examples of election fraud, including dead voters. And of course, this week that one's been proven. Some of the people that did vote for him are now, of course, actually dead, tragically. Four at the last count after the Capitol building was stormed. Anyway, a friend called me yesterday and said he was annoyed because he'd heard from a few work colleagues that another work colleague of his was saying nasty, like playground stuff about him. I said, "Have you checked with this work colleague whether it's true?" And he said, "What do you mean? Why would my other work colleagues make it up? And I've heard the same thing from multiple people." I won this election by a lot. When I read that, I jolted back in my chair and I went, whoa, this is going to end badly. And here we see it ending badly, you know. Many of us did the same. And we look at Trump and say he's like a liar, or he's crazy. But I don't think he's crazy, as in without the mental capacity to know what he's saying. And I also believe, more worryingly, that he thinks what he's saying is true, when by perhaps reasonable measures, it isn't true. He hasn't won the election by a lot. But what's more interesting, of course, is millions of Americans, all those people that stormed the Capitol building, some of whom died, think he's telling the truth. Millions of Americans and more around the world believe him. So interesting. So scary. Trump's Twitter has been suspended, which is a good thing, I think, of course. Social media is filtering lies. You know, I'm not always patronising. As I said to this person, give me an example of when I'm patronising. Oh, Nathan, you're being patronising now. I think the problem here, sweet cheese, is you don't know the definition of patronising. People lie, and it's scary how powerful that is, you know, and how important it is right now to deal with it for the world's future. We've lost sight of the truth, you know. We don't care about the actual truth as much as our own truth. What we believe to be true is the truth because it is our opinion, what we have chosen to believe. And there is a convenience in that, you know. We are believing more lies as a society because, for example, they're written down or said to us by multiple people. Millions of Americans could write to you tomorrow and tell you that Trump won this election big. Does that mean it's true? So I used this example to my friend and said to him, "You've heard this from multiple people. If it was a lie, it could have come originally from the same one person." And he said, "Yeah, that was possible. But why would they lie?" he repeated. And I used the Trump example. There are tens of reasons why people would lie to you, particularly people who are not your lifelong best friends with a 100% proven track record of telling you the truth. Psychological reasons, sociopathic. But also simply to obtain rewards, to win admiration, revenge, a lack of love. There are so many reasons why people lie. And the best and perhaps only way of trying to work out what the truth is, as my good friend So Phil Collins once said, is to hear both sides of the story. Both sides of the story. Social media naturally will feed you one side of the story. People will feed you one side of the story naturally. And this leads to division and hate across the world. I rarely scroll through Facebook now, because all I see, of course, is completely polarized opinion from friends about the big issues. I believe this, so you're an idiot. And from the other side, you're a twat for believing that. I think Nathan Cassidy is patronizing. No, I don't think he is. You can't both be right. You both can't be completely right. So to ascertain calmly what the truth is, it's difficult. But you have to see. Both sides of the story. Get off social media, do some homework, understand the other person's opinion. And you might be able to change yours or get a more solid grounding for your own truth. You know, in the Trump example, you know, the other side of the story from him winning by a lot might include, for example, that Joe Biden got over 270 electoral college votes and there's no proven evidence of fraud. So maybe, just maybe, Trump didn't win the election by a lot. But then perhaps if I really looked into it, maybe there is fraud. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't actually done any research. Have you? And in my friend's work example, I said to him, what if you talk to the person you believe has been saying shit about you? As awkward as that conversation may be, you could quickly ascertain that what you've heard is a lie. And who knows, the person and people spreading the inverted commas truth could in fact be the only liars in this scenario. Has this colleague of yours ever given you the impression that you might be two-faced or capable of saying these things about you? Well, that's it, he said. That's what's crazy. No, he's always been really lovely to me and others. Well, give the other side of the story a look, I said. Both sides of the story. And then my friend, who is also called Nathan and looks exactly like me, said to me, Nathan, you really are wonderful. You should put this into your daily podcast. It wouldn't be that funny, but it could save the world. And I said to him, don't be silly. I'm not that much of a patronising cunt. And he replied, not what I've heard. Oh.